the gray in the hair which makes a man old, nor that faraway stare in his eyes, so I'm told. But when the mind makes a contact that the body can't feel, you over the hill, brother. Yes, you over the hill. When you look on a Venus and heave a sigh, when you hear a bum joke and laugh till you cry, when it's all in the head and you've lost the old thrill, you over the hill, brother. Yeah, you over the hill. You can fool the dear wife by cleverest lies. You can shear the dear lamb and pull the wool over her eyes. But when she calls for an encore and you claim you're ill, you're over the hill, brother. Yes, sir, you're over the hill. Salvage engine, no, salvage the engine, old boy, if you can. Lydia Pinkham can't help any man. You can't get a gland and a little pink pill, but you're over the hill. You tell it me, you're over the hill. This life's a conflict. The battle is keen. There's just so many shots in the old magazine. When you use the last shell and you can't refill, you're over the hill, brother. You're over the hill.
Yes, sir, you're over the hill.
Is that right, boys?
I'm going to read an award of merit presented to Louis Armstrong.
Who's it?
Louis Armstrong, King Satchmo.
Who's reading it?
Lucille Armstrong is reading it. Don't you know my voice by now? It says, in recognition to your signal contribution to music and the shining example you have given to youth, that success in entertainment can go hand in hand with decent, healthy living, the National University of Music, Incorporated, through its great names, Scholarship Foundation salutes you. This organization is privileged by your acceptance of honorary chairmanship of the foundation and guest membership of the university faculty. We deem it an honor to officially initiate you on or after January 1st, 1953, the Louis Armstrong Scholarship in Trumpet, which will be awarded to a worthy youngster who, in talent and character, seems fit to follow in your distinguished footsteps. And it's signed by the president of the organization, Pauline Lee, and the public relations director, Alfred A. Duckett. Now, there's another citation, and this is still Lucille Armstrong reading. The citation is presented to Louis Armstrong on behalf of the citizens of Chicago. The management of the Sutherland Hotel is proud to present this testimonial to your sterling worth as musician and ambassador of goodwill for our country. You have made an invaluable contribution to racial understanding and cooperation during your travels throughout the world. We salute you. Chicago, Illinois, February 18, 1953. Presented by Alan L. Spears and Albert M. Logan Jr.
And, thank you, Mrs. Armstrong. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, Satchmo.